Hello and welcome you all to the second episode of the podcast. This is Alex, your host, and today I'm going to talk about the mental health problems and how to take care of the world of us in teenagers, especially in this difficult time of isolation and just generally the stress we have to put up with in our daily busy life. So the first thing I want to talk about is a reminder for all of you that please do not feel left out or that no one could understand your burden, but rather tell anyone you believe that could be a really close friend, parent, member in your family, etc. Just someone that makes your heart feel calm and you feel safe to be around with. Kindly reminding you, this is just my own experience and what I have learned on my own journey. I just want to remind you that it is not rare for a teenager to have mental issues. No matter how intense you're thinking you're struggling according to your own diagnosis. But please remember that you deserve the care and the treatment you need to cope with whatever trouble you're going through. Do not feel intimidated to tell someone about what you're feeling or too afraid of the possibly scenarios of being laughed at or anything bad. Because simply, you deserve so much care from other people who love you for who you are, and in fact, in real life, if you put yourself in the shoes of somebody who's who receive a confidence of someone who's telling them that they're struggling, you would not laugh at them, aren't you? That is just not realistic. So do not be afraid. Just tell someone, clear away the fogs and clutters in your mind, and I'm sure even if you think that wouldn't change anything, it will. Be straightforward. What is hurting you may worsen the feel. But at least you could prove that you could overcome a pain, right? This is the first and extremely essential step you must take to become aware and acknowledge of your own problems. Secondly, now here's the questions. What if you don't have any access to therapy? And how to cope with it when you are literally alone on your own journey of healing? Because I am speaking from the point of view of a normal Asian teenager who have never been to the therapist in her life, and I just want to speak up for the large community behind me. Although I do believe in therapy, as I have heard many stories of success from this type of treatment, but there's one thing you gotta agree to me, that therapy costs, medication costs. Those who have access to this, they're cool, but that doesn't mean we gonna recover, because that aren't true. Like any other type of wounds, we could heal it with care, support, and some remedies. But here's the one thing you must. Just like other ones, we could heal with care, support, and some remedies. But here's the one thing you must keep in mind. Do not ever attempt to self-diagnose yourself, or you would eventually worsen your health. Now, first of all, please make sure that you're paying your health taxes. This is just basically meaning that doing particular activities that will keep you healthy, such as doing the minimum of 15 to 30 minutes of workout a day, eating well, get the right amount of nutrition so you could function properly, and enough sleep, at least 7 hours please. This may sound super basic, but I know we tend to forget our body calling when we're sinking a bit too deep in our dark place. Next thing, Now, there's one tip I learned from other people in my own healing journey that helped me a lot. That just whenever my mind is telling me to waste the entire day away sitting and cursing myself, I would do the opposite. Now, of course, I understand that is usually easier said than done, but you gotta try this once, and maybe you have lost hope from suffering yourself for too long that you don't even want to try anymore. But you click on this episode and pay your precious time to listen to me. I know for sure you got this. Just by showing up, remind yourself this tip lightly, daily. You will find an exit very soon. An exit, you ask me? Now, here's my reminder for you. Do not feel comfortable to negativity, to self-doubt, to self-harm, to self-sabotaging, or any kind of suppressing your worth deep down. Because if you could take the first step, it is already written that you will win the race sooner or later. Getting out of your comfort zone or your mind is not me saying that you should be running away from the trouble. Rather, to find an exit, something you could pour your soul and mind to it without caring much about the world, so you could look at yourself from a third perspective. This is meant for gaining understanding about your dark side, because I understand that in hard times, we could barely see the truth for ourselves, that we may know that we are mentally unstable and may know that negative thought inside our head is all made up. But even though in most cases, we won't believe or think that we could do anything about it, and sadly, we give up to it. Now, finding a sense of purpose to pull our soul is not that hard, but it's scary to get set off. Darkness may have kept you from seeing the light, so you're scared of trying, even if it's something you used to love, something that you used to passionate about. So everything you want to do or should be doing is all painful. This illusion was all a trap from your own ego. I'm sure that you must have aware of this, but with slow and tiny step each day, you could definitely pass the barrier. Recognize whenever your mind is telling you no, and remind yourself that you could do it. You are in charge of yourself, not the darkness. The negativity may stop, but if you have no control toward that, then ignore it. Just feel the pain, feel the sadness, feel the trauma running through your veins, and do it. Just let it be what it want to be. You do you, it do it. Is that something you always wanted to try? Because this is the perfect time to do so. Whatever it may be, singing, painting, drawing, dancing, writing, going to the park, watching a movie at the theater all along, etc. Do yourself a favor because you deserve that. Now, I do aware that most of the people who have mental issues experience the fatigue, but not physically, but mentally fatigue. This may linger around them and they would have something that they want to do, but cannot do because they are emotionally unable. Now, here's the trouble. A lot of people cannot overcome this, and they may give up and let themselves sinking deeper and deeper. But once you take this step, is to stand up for yourself, and is to feel the pain, and do it right away. You already do yourself a favor, a very big favor in your own healing journey. Now, there's this thing you must have heard in your life, is self-love. Maybe in some time in your life, you might walk past the realization that no one would care about what you're doing with your life, or no one could stand next to you your whole life, even if they love you. And I'm here to tell you that it's perfectly normal. People live in a society, but grow as an individual. The media and the fiction is usually romanticized the idea of obsessing over someone when you're in love. But that is not realistic. People, in real life, people come and go. But even so, you could still keep part of the memory with you on your life. Use those as a motivation to move on in your own life and to grow even more with your love for them and the memories. You only have yourself on this journey, but that's what growing up means. It's painful, but you will never regret the journey. Endings means a brand new start in your life, another opportunity for you to reborn through ashes and dust. Change your view, and I'm sure you will find every morning you wake up is a beautiful star. You are in charge of your mind. This is a reminder for you. Start showing your gratitude to this body of yours, your existence on this planet Earth, to yourself for just being at this moment. Your worth is not determined by greed, wealth, achievements, talents, or whatsoever society determines you with. You could be your best ally even on your own. Now, I understand that this healing journey is a long journey and you could not expect success overnight. So, be ready to build yourself up slowly, bit by bit. Now, feeling depressed, anxious, or overall not so well is a sign that your mental health is asking you for a break from the outer world, duties, and work. That's when you need to charge. If the work, the lifestyle you're having isn't resonate with you anymore, or that just didn't make you happy anymore, then you might consider spicing things up a bit. Now try changing your routine up a bit. Put away something that you think no longer serves you anymore and get ready to make room for new hobbies. Now, try changing your routine a bit. Put something away that you think no longer serves you and get ready to make room for new hobbies. You should not feel bleak to fill a chunk of your time with something you think that, oh, I should be doing this to feel productive enough so you could accept yourself. But no, you will never be productive enough. So screw up that idea and go on with your life doing anything you want to that enjoyable instead of just sitting there and do something that you feel obliged to do. So now, also take into consideration that sharing your hobbies with a friend or two is sometimes a good idea, that maybe you will recognize that you need that fun time with your friend. And also, you could share your thoughts, your emotion, your opinions with your friends, and they might help you a lot. You couldn't know, but that friends for and friends are together to help each other. So, do not feel afraid to tell them, because if they are your real friends, they would protect you at all costs. Now, thank you for listening. This is the end of today's podcast. Until the next time, I will be working on other suggestions of yours. Goodbye. I love you.